Hey, if you got a friend out there that you're always giving dating advice to, but for some reason they just don't quite get it, or maybe you've got a friend that's always asking you about dating advice because you figured it out. Well, if that's the case in your situation, send them this podcast, because this podcast is all about how do you have your porridge not too hot, not too cold, and just get it just right when it comes to showing a girl that you like her.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Kozlowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today I got a teen question for you, but not just any teen, one of my students. In fact, one of the things I've been doing for years in the high school class that I teach, I do this thing called Ask a Classmate. So I pass out 5x10 pieces of paper and I tell everybody to ask two questions that they would like to know that has to do with some type of relationship. So teens asking questions about family. Questions like how to get your parent to give you your cell phone back earlier than planned, how to get out of trouble, how to not be grounded after you didn't turn in all the assignments, how to not get in trouble after doing your chores. Usually these are a lot of the family questions that teens ask me, and then switching over to also family drama, like how to deal with a sibling or a parent that you have an estranged relationship with. On the peer side, most of the questions have to do with dating and with friends. So how to deal with friend drama? How do I get a date? How do I get out of a relationship without making it worse? So these are the types of questions that the kids put on these pieces of paper. And I'm always amazed. I'm always blown away by how creative, how personal these questions are, even though sometimes we'll say, we do this thing with the kids. We'll do a little air quote. We're like, I'm just asking for a friend. And obviously that means it's for them, but none of the kids write their names on these questions. And throughout the years, they've asked me to answer some of their questions. And I've done some of the questions, but just this last time I did it, the classes I have this quarter were adamant about me answering all their questions. And of course, I'm not going to say their name. I don't even know who asked the question. I just know it was the kids in one of my classes. So today I'm going to start answering some of those questions. And from now on the podcast, I'm going to start answering those questions because the people have requested it. But not just any type of people, the young people. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you know I'm all about the youth and all about families. And I'm not anti-parents. I'm not anti-families. I'm pro-parents, pro-families. But let's face it, there's some things that help families and there's some things that don't help families. And there's some things that help teenagers and some things that don't help teenagers all that well. So we're going to answer some questions, and some of the advice I'm going to give is from me. Some of them I'm going to be repeating the information that the teenagers gave, because this question I'm using today is actually a question that we just talked about in class just last week. So here it goes. This question was from a young man, and very simply put, he said, how do I show a girl I like her without being too desperate or too nonchalant? Well, if any of you parents are out there listening to this and you have not heard of one of the trends on social media, on TikTok, it has to do with the word nonchalant. So every now and then, every year or so, the youth will pick up on a word, they'll turn it into something. I know in the past it was sus, like suspect. Now it's nonchalant. So if you're not aware of this terminology going around, basically a lot of boys are trying to use this, not just boys, but predominantly boys, it's just their extreme way of acting like they don't care, like playing it cool. So in this question, I asked the class first. I said, all right, well, I'm specifically curious about what some of the girls would have to say about this question. And off the jump, bunch of hands go up, bunch of girls want to weigh on this. And a couple of the different suggestions that the girls said that I'm going to mention right now, I was very happy. In fact, one of them I didn't actually see coming. I thought this was going to be, because this was a girl, or it is a girl, that's kind of like that too cool for school type of girl. And she acts super nonchalant. So that's how her response started. She goes, I'm actually one of those girls that do this. So I'm not a guy. I don't know what it's like for you, but I'm going to tell you exactly why I do it. And right after she said that, she said, because I'm scared. And everybody's like, ooh, because she's scared. Now, granted, this girl, attractive girl, acting super cool, nonchalant, like she doesn't care about anything. And then she just admitted that she's so nervous around boys that she has a crush on or around boys that she potentially might have interest in that her go-to is just pretending like she's too cool for school. Now, us adults, we know that this is not a new thing. But the teenagers, when they just hit those teenage years, it's kind of a tool that they can use because the last thing you want to do is look like you're not cool. So she said, I'm really insecure. I'm really shy. I'm really nervous. So that's how I do it. She said, some of my girlfriends, they'll do the opposite. They'll be really coy and really shy and just kind of bashful, not really say much at all. She said the reason why she chooses the nonchalant version is because she's been hurt in the past by guys.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Eyes that she showed too early that she liked him. She said one time she told this guy she loved him after just a couple weeks of knowing him. And then the guy played her, took advantage of her because of that in certain ways that she just really didn't like and never wanted to have happen again. So she did the opposite and played nonchalant. Her advice to this young man, though, she said, to be honest, as a girl, I actually don't like it when guys play nonchalant. She said, I know guys got to act like they don't care sometimes. She goes, but when a guy acts like that in front of his friends around me, it's a big turnoff. Now, the way she helps guys avoid that is she said, whoever I'm into, if I'm dating him now, as soon as I'm one-on-one with them, I tell them I actually get annoyed and I don't like it when guys are too nonchalant. She said, then I tell them what I'm telling you guys right now. She said, I've done this with three different guys so far. Instantly, when she did that in the date, they stopped acting nonchalant. They had deeper conversations and they had a good time. Now, I don't think any of them turned out to be a boyfriend, like long-term dating situation, but it really made it less awkward. So some of the other feedback that the girls gave, I completely agree with. And they said, if you want to make a situation awkward, then all you got to do is act like the joke's not funny, act like what you're talking about isn't serious, and to pretend as if you have no feeling about anything because you're too cool for school. So the boy that actually asked this question, he raised his hand and said, okay, that was me that asked the question. He totally narked himself out. And he asked that same girl a question. He goes, is that really going to work? Like, is a girl going to still think I'm cool if I'm telling her like how I really feel about things? She said, actually, she thinks it's going to help a whole lot more because she said most girls do like a guy who has something cool about them. They got to be funny, some sort of style. Maybe they're good at sports or something on the outside that's attractive. She goes, but what girls really like the most is when they can get a guy who's acting cool and has some things going for him, but acting like he actually does have feelings. And one-on-one, when no one's around, maybe on a FaceTime or they're hanging out just between the two of them, the guy opens up and talks about his feelings, talks about what's going on in his life, talks about his family, talks about things that he really cares about. As soon as that girl said that, a bunch of girls raised their hands and said, yes, I totally agree. And they start getting this weird, like, it's so cute when, like, a guy's, like, you know, like, he's working out wearing his, what do they call those? It used to be called wife beaters. I don't know what they call them now. It looks kind of different, like spaghetti strap wife beaters. She's like, when the guys wear that and they're all, like, athletic and good looking, that's really cool. But when you're alone with them and they're all bashful and shy and you find out that they like their mom, said nothing's more attractive than that. So to this young man that answered that question, I know you already heard these answers, but to any young man out there that wants to know, how do you be cool but not too cool, and how do you be nice but not like a doormat? Here's what I'll say to that. Take these girls' advice. Yeah, don't act like you're trying too hard. Don't ask a girl a ton of questions to try to show them that you like them. Don't do things that make you look as if you're desperate and needy. Like, don't text a girl every morning asking her a bunch of questions. Hey, how's your day? How's everything going? La, 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 la. If you text a girl, make statements, just simply say, hey, just thinking about you. Hopefully you have a good day. Mic drop, press send, that's it. Just checking in with you. Hey, I saw something over here reminding me of you. Just want to let you know I was thinking about you. But even if you do that, only do it every now and then. Don't do it multiple times a day. These are little touch points, what I like to call heat checks. So if you want to show a girl that you like her, you have to text her, you have to communicate to her, and when the time is right and it's appropriate, yeah, open up and share some personal things if she's into that sort of thing. If she's not into that sort of thing and she kind of is a little socially awkward as well, what you can do is let her know that you like her and you want to hang out with her. The coolest thing now is doing what people are scared of doing, being real. Every single teenager in my class, when we had this discussion, the guys and the girls all agreed that if you really want to get to know someone, you got to get through all the surface crap and you have to have some real conversations. But you don't want that to be awkward and non-organic. You want it to seem like it's natural. So don't ask a lot of questions to get them to open up and talk. Send them texts, reach out to them every now and then. But when you do reach out to them and you do want to invite them to hang out, tell them, hey, I want to hang out with you. I think you're cool. Me and my friends are going to do something. Just want to invite you. And that's it. Just leave it there. Don't make excuses like, hey, but if you can't come, it's totally fine. I totally understand. Don't do that. But then again, don't be like, hey, you want to come hang out? Like, that's not enough. So if you want your porridge to be just right, it can't be too hot and it can't be too cold. You got to make sure you fall somewhere in the middle. And falling somewhere in the middle, being honest, being real when you need to be, and you can play it cool, but don't act like you're cooler than the situation requires. Well, until next time, you guys, you know the deal. Follow us on all social media platforms and all podcasts under OG Therapy. Until next time, be cool.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.